This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. Fact.
Take control of the airwaves right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. You get to actually create the content of the site. You can submit content right there to the front page with our Reddit-based system and vote it up or down based on how you like or dislike what you see. Story coming out of Asbury Park, or that area, Middletown, actually, New Jersey, which we've got a new radio station, that a couple new stations that are picking us up out there. I don't know if they've got us on right now because they're doing baseball at the moment, but regardless, I want to bring it to you anyway.
That darn baseball?
It's, that's just how it goes. It's about a transgender teen being told she can't come to school. Story from Middletown, New Jersey. The last time Rachel Pepe was at school, she was known to her teachers and classmates as Brian. Now the 13-year-old transitions, or as the 13-year-old transitions her identity and gender with the support of her mother, Rachel, may not be able to go back.
Hold on. The mother's not named Rachel, right?
With the support of her mother, Rachel may not be able to go back.
Commas. They can kill. First off, if you were going to switch genders, not that I've spent much time doing this, wouldn't you go with the same first letter?
What? You mean like change the, like her name's Rachel, so her name was Brian, so change the name to
Brian.
Betty?
Her name was Brian or whatever.
Why would you, why? What would the point of that be?
I don't know. I mean, just makes perfectly good sense to me.
Why does make sense?
What if you've got something that's monogrammed?
What if you like the name Rachel? I mean, why should you stick to the same letter?
I like the name Maximilian. Why don't I just switch to that?
You could.
I could.
Changing to Maximilian wouldn't be changing your gender.
It wouldn't.
Generally,
no.
Maximilian's not a female name.
Indeed.
So her mother says that an official at Thorne Middle School told her Rachel must come back to school dressed as Brian and to be prepared to act like Brian. No accommodations would be made and no out-of-district educational options would be available. The decision by the Thorne official is a violation of state and federal anti-discrimination laws, say experts. This is from the USA Today, by the way. Now, Middletown school superintendent says his district will work with Rachel's family to reach a resolution, saying, quote, this is Angela Peters, the mother. She says he was going to school last year as Brian and added that her child developed stress-related seizures, depression, and panic attacks. How can I send her back as Rachel? And I'm not sending her back as Brian because the depression will start again. Rachel remained deeply isolated from the rest of the student body, but still, her mother said, the children would bully her because she was so quiet. She would get off the bus and just cry. Then she would go to sleep for 17 to 20 hours and refuse to go back there. Although Rachel wouldn't share her grief, a mother knows when something was wrong, and Rachel knew too. She said of her gender identity, quote, I sort of felt something was missing, that something was wrong. This is just recently I realized I wanted to be a girl. And as for her name, Rachel said,
just recently.
It just came to me. It just fits.
Mm.
Peters said, however, the school was not willing to bend for Rachel. Thorne official told Peters the school was not equipped to handle Rachel. I'm not sure what that really means. Does that mean that you...
The bathrooms,
right? That you would want to put the new Rachel, formerly Brian, into the boys' bathroom? Wouldn't that cause some of the same frustration and difficulty Brian was having before, feeling
but
like...
But allowing somebody with a penis to walk
into the
girls' bathroom...
Could make someone uncomfortable.
Lots of people could be very uncomfortable with that, too. Yep.
So, let's go on here, though. That's another issue. If you would like to comment, you're welcome to.
No, that is the issue
on the
right
bathroom
there.
Issues. No, that's part of the issue. The other issue is that, there's the kids in school are mean, a lot of them. They're not the nicest people to go and get along with. And I imagine that, you know, they tend to pick on people for the easy things to pick on them about.
I think that's true, often. I think that it's one of the problems with school generally, just kind of throwing kids together in these what amounts to babysitting institutions.
Great point. I mean, if we actually had a free market in education, then maybe Rachel could go to a school with more of an open mindset. Maybe they could go to a school where there are no sex bathrooms.
I know it's
13.
13, okay.
So maybe she could go, or yeah, she could go to a school where there are no sexed bathrooms. There are colleges now that are moving from sexed bathrooms to unsexed, or, you know, sort of multi-purpose, if you will.
Yep.
So you know, being in a more open-minded school where all of the students were understanding towards this would be really beneficial, right?
Yes, but you're not going to. So, I mean, you know, we're a long way from that. That
a free market in education?
We are a long way from a free market in education.
Today, that doesn't mean things like
today,
this.
Today, people think it is just to steal money from people, demand money from people at the pain of losing their house in order to educate the children. But not the children, because many children, parents pay money to go to private school. Many kids go to home school. So it's really just the children that go to the approved school, which is to say, likely the worst school that the kid could go to out there, because private schools tend to be better, home schools tend to be better.
Right.
So you must pay for the crappiest option because it is the crappiest option, and it is the one that we say, you know, what about the children? Well, I'll tell you what about the children. They'd probably get a better education without this crappy option.
Yeah.
And because it is a crappy option, the fact is if I run a private school and I say, look, no transgendered weirdos at my place, then that's my business. You mm-hmm. may or may not want to send your kid there. You may or may not want to pick it outside of my business. But that school, I set the rules, and that's that. So that's what it comes down to. This is a problem of tragedy of the common.
Sure it is.
These parents absolutely should be able to send their kid, you know, whatever gender that kid decides they are that day, to school, and that school should have to accommodate them, and it should have to protect them. Why? Because it is the public option. And
you know,
that's the problem with a public option.
That's not how it works, though. They don't have any obligation to do those things.
If I'm obligated to pay for their stinking institution with barbed wire around it and beeping things and guards at the door, metal detectors and all this other crap that they've got going on, they should be obligated to take my kid.
Oh, should be. Yeah. I mean, okay. They're going to... I get where you're coming from, but they don't have any obligation to do anything for you. I mean, we know the government. They don't have the court cases have been made over and over again at the Supreme Court saying governments have no obligation to provide you with any service whatsoever. So, yeah, you're obligated to pay them or they steal your house. But if they don't give you the service you want, then too bad. All you can really do is complain to the school board. You can write a letter to the editor. But ultimately, if they make the decision against you and against your family and your loved ones, then there's not really anything you can do about it besides leave. You can leave the area, or you can leave the government schools, and if you can afford it, send your kids to a private school, or maybe do homeschooling or unschooling as an option.
And really, when it comes down to it, the freedom to leave is the only freedom. But you talked about last night on the show that now it costs, 422% more in an exit tax to leave the United States?
No, so correct. Not the exit tax. Okay. The exit tax is still what it is, but there's a $680,000 barrier. So you can make up to that amount, and the exit tax doesn't affect you, apparently. But the fee to leave, so like the application fee, now over $2,000.
So what's ridiculous is the fact is free people can leave. Slaves pay for their freedom.
Mm.
That's how it's always been. Look, Julius Caesar was a slave. He bought his freedom. There are plenty of people who bought their freedom in Antebellum South. You can buy your freedom, but a free person is free to leave. And you're not free in this country. These schools aren't free. Like, it's a big fat lie.
Yeah, the best thing these folks can do, the parents or the mom in this case of the transgender young lady, the best thing she can do is to get her daughter out of the government schools. Whether it's finding a private school or going with unschooling, why would you want your child to be in an environment where the administrators are basically telling you, we want you to act like a boy? She thinks she's a girl. She wants to be identified as a girl. And it would seem to be one of the most important things you can do is to respect somebody's choice on that. Like, this is their body. They know it best. Maybe they're, you know, maybe this person will change back later. I don't know, and I don't care. For right now, she says she's a girl. Why not respect that? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think there's a quote coming up here from the superintendent of the school district. We'll see what he has to say, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live or bring up anything.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the Live Saturday edition here with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the website. There's all kinds of good stuff over at freetalklive.com. And what I'd recommend to you, if you want to get yourself some Bitcoin, is to go to expresscoin.com. I actually just got back, Mark, right before the show. Was in downtown, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. They have what's called the Keene Music Fest today, so thousands of people have come into downtown Keene to experience various different bands and things like that, a nice afternoon. And I handed out probably a couple hundred Bitcoin flyers in about 2 hours, so probably about 100 flyers an hour. And people are interested, you know. Not everybody's interested in Bitcoin, but a lot of people are, and some people have heard of it, but they don't know more. You can always go to weusecoins.com to check out a nice little less than two-minute-long video on what a Bitcoin is. It's a decentralized currency for the Internet, not issued by any bank, not issued by any government. And as I've been telling people on the streets today, when you cut out the governments and the banks from the picture and money, you're cutting out the middleman, and you're making it so you can send money to anyone anywhere in the world in an instant for next to zero, darn close to zero cost. So it's amazing technology. And when you're ready to get some Bitcoin, you've got your Bitcoin wallet set up and you're all set, go to expresscoin.com. Get your Bitcoin there. Also, get Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. And you can do it all from the United States or Canada. And you can do it from expresscoin.com with wire transfer, check, money order, even cash deposit. And you can do it from your smartphone by grabbing their app at expresscoin.com. That's expresscoin.com. We're talking about the government schools and how it is that it's one size fits all. They have a certain idea as to what gender is supposed to be about. And in this case, you've got a young lady who was previously known as a man, or a young male, a 13-year-old Brian, previously at the school in Middletown, New Jersey. This is Thorne Middle School. Now, Brian would like to be known as Rachel, and Rachel would like to go back to school, but the school bureaucrats are saying, no, you can come back, but you have to come back as Brian. You have to dress like Brian would dress. You have to act like Brian would act and not like Rachel, which is a huge slap in the face to somebody who's going through a, you know, kind of an identity crisis, essentially. This is a pretty serious, I mean, I can't even imagine how big of a deal this is for somebody to change their gender.
I hope it's a big deal. Now, in the story, I got the impression that Rachel didn't spend much time thinking about this, that Rachel has been dealing with some mental health issues, and that somehow this is supposed to be a solution. Now, look, I'm not here to judge. You can wear whatever kind of bottom clothes you want to wear, and you can pick whatever personal pronoun you want to pick to describe. Mm-hmm. That's fine by me. But consider that perhaps, maybe, your depression isn't going to be helped by going to a public school, a public middle school.
That's where kids are the worst, man.
Somebody from a different gender.
Yeah, I think that's the best point, because kids are terrible when, you know, in government schools as a general rule. I know. I used to be one of them. And I know I was more of an S-head when I was in middle school than I was in high school. So, yeah, I think this is the absolute worst place. Like, if you're going to go to a government school, middle school is probably the worst time.
The only place I can think of worse than this is a prison. Both of these places are run by governments, and they don't differ that much.
The design, actually, of the school I went to when I went to elementary school in Florida, the same person was the architect for the elementary school as was the original jail in Sarasota, Florida, that I went to.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
it looks
the fact
the same, too.
This 13-year-old would probably be better doing homeschool on his or her own at home without, you know, whatever parent stays away and they can just do whatever studying they do at home, and I think they'd be better off. You know, when you look at government schools, around the nation, 20% of people who graduate, that's a really important word in this sentence, graduate from government high school are functionally illiterate. In some districts, we're talking higher than 40%. At that rate, at the rate of 20% of people who graduate from public school, you might as well not have public school. Like, My son has never been to a day of school. We do.
I thought you went to the Waldorf school.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. They're playing with beeswax and blocks in kindergarten. I mean, he didn't, you know, we
played with blocks in kindergarten, I think, at the government school.
Yeah, but we did academics in the private school I went to in kindergarten, and I try to keep him away from academics because I think that kids work at different speeds and learn different stuff. I don't want somebody else teaching him academics. I do the schooling. My wife and I do the schooling for my son. And he reads well above grade level. And I don't want him to, you know, be indoctrinated by these folks because they're not as good at it as we are.
So more from the story here from USA Today about this transgendered young person. The Thorne Middle School is a school in question in New Jersey. The official told Peters, that's the mom, that the school was not equipped to handle Rachel. And she said, "Why? What about letting her go to the bathroom in the nurse's office?" That proposal was rejected. Peters said she was told school officials couldn't call her Rachel because her birth certificate says Brian.
Well, that's a problem.
Well, why?
As far as I'm concerned, you know, when you're dealing with this kind of issue, yeah, the kids should be able to be called what they want.
Oh, right. Okay, I thought you were saying it was a problem. The birth certificate need to have his name changed on it or something.
Right. What do they do if the kids the kids are named William?
Yeah.
Call any of them Bill?
Exactly. Peters also said she was told her child would upset the boy-girl ratio in school.
Where did the nickname Dick come from, Richard?
I don't know about that one. I'd like to know the etymology of that.
Yeah.
So, get this, Mark. She's upset.
I know how Jack can come from John, because, like, you know, John is, like, French. Jacques is French for John.
That.
Yeah. But it doesn't make any sense. It's a nickname. Why would you have a one-syllable nickname for a one-syllable name? I mean, William and Bill makes sense.
What about James
Richard?
And Jim? I never got that one.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense either.
All right, so get this, Mark. She was told, mom was told, that her child would upset the boy-girl ratio in school. Seriously? Is this school like three students large? Because how is it that...
You can't be... you can't come to the public school, you'll upset the ratio.
What does that even mean?
It is bull crap.
Right. Standardized tests require the legal name and gender. According to the Garden State Equality, a civil rights group, transgender issues come up a number of times at schools in New Jersey and elsewhere. A six-year-old transgender girl in Colorado was able to return to school after winning the right to use the girls' bathroom in a case fought by the New York-based Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund. Certainly, the family has legal avenues if they wish to pursue them, and the family would have a strong case against discrimination. But it's like, why? Again, I'm not saying that the people at this school are bigots. I'm not saying that. I don't go, you know, I don't know anybody that works at the school. I don't have a dog in the fight. But I wouldn't want to send my student, my child, to a school where they didn't get it. Where you had to use the courts to force them to get it. Where your best hope for that school would be to sue, and then maybe after 3 years, when they're about ready to leave high school or whatever, that you'd get the judgment in your favor and they would finally accept your son or daughter in as the name that they choose, if you actually want to.
Yeah, they'll probably graduate from college by the time you get a ruling.
So it seems like it's a hugely stressful, unnecessary thing to do. Just get the hell out of the school. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, another crackdown on Uber, and this one is in Hoboken. We'll share that, and your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We have a toll-free number. It is brought to you by ProXPN. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And ProXPN is a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data online, meaning that before your information reaches your internet service provider, it's encrypted in the ISP. Will have no way of knowing what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging everything you do, probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter for, in some cases, up to 5 years. You can put a stop to that. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and download their software, Macintosh, Windows, iOS, Android devices. They've got an app for you. You get that set up. Only takes a quick moment, and then once you connect, you will be protected by ProXPN. Now, they've got a premium account that you can sign up for, and you can get a sweet discount on. We'll tell you about the discount in a moment, but with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, and you can even privately torrent with ProXPN. Plus, you can get past regionally blocked websites. It's all over at proxpn.com/FTL. Use this promo code when you're ready to upgrade to premium and get 50% off the price of it. Apple account. The code is FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50 for that savings. Plus, you will get 62% off if you use this code, FTLBTC, and then pay with Bitcoin. So some pretty deep discounts on privacy that is priceless. Again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. Code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. That FTL50 brings the price down to about $5 a month, and it'll be even lower if you pay with Bitcoin and use code FTLBTC. A little bit more on the transgender young lady, formerly a male. She now is 13, and she wants to go to middle school. She wants to go back to school next year, like every other student, many other students in her area. But she's being told no. She's being told that she has to come to school as
no
Brian.
No school for you.
Yeah. So they're being told, the family's being told, well, you can sue. Michael Silverman of the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund says they got a strong case. They certainly have legal avenues if they wish to pursue them. But talk about a frustrating, stress-related, stress-creating situation to begin with. Suing would only compound that, in my opinion.
And mostly suing the government, it's not about money. It's about getting what you want. So they'll be able to go to school. And 13, I wouldn't doubt if she was out of school by the time it was done. Mm. There might be some amount of money, but you're not talking about this isn't like suing some big corporation and bringing the money in. This is something entirely different.
Yeah, you won't be able to recoup lawyer costs, likely, even if you win the case. In a lot of government or in a lot of suits against government, it's very difficult to do that. So middle school or Middletown School Superintendent William O. George addressed the case in general terms, which is surprising. And a lot of times when you've got these issues with schools and students,
they won't say anything.
Yeah, they clam up.
Right. Your public servants won't say anything to the on the public record.
What's their obligation?
They're not public servants. Why would they be obligated?
George, the superintendent, says, quote, "We as a district want to do everything we can as a district," whatever that means. "Every child is different, and their education and social and emotional well-being is my priority. We will work with them to find the appropriate placement. I support this without interviewing this child. It certainly is reasonable. Children with psychosexual issues often benefit from a fresh start at a new school."
So I wouldn't disagree with that.
Superintendent's making it sound like he's going to make something happen for this parent and their child. Rachel's mother admits she struggles sometimes with knowing what's the right thing to do. While Rachel's young, there will be little talk of hormone shots or surgery, but if that's her child's future, she wants it. She says this isn't a phase, and she's not going to grow out of this. Rachel says there could be other kids scared out there who live secretly at school and go home and be themselves. That's why she wants her story told. She says, if this helps one person, I can be happy about that, too.
It'd be funny if Rachel or Brian, whatever we're wanting to call her at this point, has one of those, like, grows into a body of, like, a Greek god. You know, just, like, big muscles.
Like a man, you mean?
Well, like, that's what, that's the body that Rachel inhabits, yeah. Right? And so, I mean, I guess it's just amusing and ironic that a body that would be that somebody would grow into that would be this great would be unappreciated by the person who grows into it.
Well, yeah, whatever. You get what you get.
You get what you get.
Toll-free number
is a lottery.
Yep. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything that you want, especially if you've got experience, not just at, going to school as a transgender person, which I imagine not a whole lot of our listeners have experience with that, but you're welcome to comment if you do or if you have any thoughts on that matter. Do you think there should be restrictions? Should this person, this young person, be told that they have to come to school?
What uniform should this kid have to wear?
As the gender, I don't know if there's uniforms at the school.
I don't either, but there are lots of public schools that do uniforms.
Where they're different for girls and boys? Yeah, you're right about that.
Indeed.
That's another good question. So you're welcome to share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. In other news, New Jersey, also in New Jersey, just by coincidence, Hoboken. The town of Hoboken is cracking down on Uber cars driving in and picking up passengers in the city. For those of you that don't know, Uber is an app that you can use to request car service to pick you up. But city officials say they're not licensed to operate in town. Marcus Enriquez was actually thrown out of an Uber car by a Hoboken police officer. He said he was hailing an Uber outside of the Hoboken taxi stand when a cop knocked on the window, kicked him out of the car, and then ticketed the Uber driver. It was late on a Tuesday night, he said. I was with my fiance coming back from band practice. We called an Uber car over from here in front of the Starbucks and got in the car no problem. Pulled up to the end of the block. All of a sudden, a Hoboken cop's knocking on the window. He says, "Everybody get out of the car." So we said, "Well, what's going on? Are we being arrested? What's this about?" And the driver said, "I'm from Uber. I'm from Uber." And the cop said, "Yeah,
that's the problem.
I know. Get everybody out of the car. You guys are an illegal cab." Which, of course, Uber's argument is they're not a cab at all, because cab is something that have a, you know, has a specific legal definition. And, you know, to be a cab, there has to be like a dispatcher and a company that owns the cab. In the case of Uber, Uber doesn't own any vehicles, as I understand it.
That's correct.
All their vehicles are privately owned. And they, the people that work for Uber are actually, in point of fact, contractors. So they don't actually, they're not employees. So the whole business is set up completely differently. And naturally, the people in the cab business are really upset about this because, you know, they like things the old way. They like things the old way where there's
protection. Well, there's less competition, and that's what it comes down to. This is a way to limit competition. The marketplace flourishes with competition. You get better prices, better service, innovation.
From what I hear, that's what you get with Uber. I've never tried it myself because when we went to Austin, if they weren't in Austin, they would, again, the government was stepping in the way. But I've heard that the prices are lower to get from point A to point B.
And it's certainly an innovation.
I've heard the drivers are more friendly.
It gives people who, you know, in this economy, it's nice to have a job, especially one that you can control. You control the hours when you're doing the Uber thing.
According to Hoboken's municipal code regarding taxis, it's unlawful for a non-licensed taxi cab to pick up passengers inside of Hoboken, and fines can be as high as $1,000 or more. Enriquez, the passenger, explained why Uber cars are more convenient than yellow cabs. This is one of their customers here. Quote, "The Ubers don't have meters, so you're not exactly sure how much it's going to be unless you've taken them before. With Uber, you have your own car. It shows up. You get home. No problem. It's just a better service." Ray Vitale is a cab driver in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and he says Uber's a whole list of problems. "The driver's vehicle will not be covered. The driver either has to lie to the insurance company and say they were not doing a rideshare application, or take the chances and be honest and lose the coverage for that accident. They have no coverage, and then you and I have to pay for that through the uninsured motorist fund. They're unregulated."
Wait a second. Okay.
"Unlicensed, and they're skirting the law."
Oh, hold on. So first off, it's unlikely that the insurance company's not going to pay because, you know, how are they going to know that it was an Uber ride? But
how are they going to know?
The insurance company going to know?
It'll probably be reported by the police.
That it was an Uber ride? How are they going to know that information?
Don't they have some indicator?
I'd like to point out, no, what kind of indicator?
I know
Lyft
has a mustache on the front of their car.
Yeah, you put that thing in the trunk. So this has been happening with pizza delivery for decades.
I don't understand where you're coming from. We'll come back with more here in moments on Free Talk Live. You'll have to explain.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring us anything toll-free here on the live Saturday edition of the program, whether it's the transgender teen trying to go to school or Uber under attack again in another city for the same old reasons. You know, we've seen Virginia, I think it was. They tried to take them out on a statewide level. That didn't actually succeed, I think. And then Salt Lake City was going after them with some sting operations, if I'm recalling correctly. So they've just been all over the place under fire. It's amazing. They are standing by their drivers. And in the case in the Hoboken story, they literally are pulling passengers out of the car and ticketing drivers. In another place, that I think they're giving out $6,000 fines to Uber and Lyft drivers. It's just crazy stuff. You can share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Now, I would like to recommend you check out drewsdefense.org. If you support ending the insane war on drugs, Andrew Jones is one of the four people who've been arrested and charged with being the operators of the Silk Road, the underground, infamous underground drug marketplace. Drewsdefense.org has been set up to help support Drew. He's actually a Free State Project participant. Now, whether or not he actually did administer the Silk Road is another question. We don't know that about him, but nonetheless, he's been charged with that and is facing the rest of his life in prison. So if you'd like to get behind him, go to drewsdefense.org. Let's go to Charles in Leadville, Colorado. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just calling about the poor, befuddled boy who has no guidance and obviously needs a father. What it reminds me of, there was a book written called The Pink Swastika. You ever heard of that?
Nope.
No, what is it?
Well, it talks about what happened in Germany before World War II. It talked about decades of deconstruction of the Bible and how the entire moral foundation of the nation was debased and paved the way for Hitler and his buddies, and I see this.
Wasn't Hitler a Catholic?
thought he was an atheist.
He actually set up some kind Stella. Of pagan religion.
I've heard that claim before, but I mean, like, you know, the history says, from what I can tell, Hitler was Catholic.
Well, he set up a religion, some kind of a pagan religion. I guess you could check it out. But anyway, the book is the Pink Swastika. It's very, very interesting, and it talks about. I mean, when you have a country that when you throw God out, all hell breaks loose, and this is just one little.
Now, when you say that, what do you mean? When you have a country and you throw God out, what do you mean by that?
Well, there's a statement in Psalms that says the wicked will be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. So it's and there's similar statements throughout. And I guess you could just look down through history, look what happened to Germany. And
I'd like to look at King David and you know, some murderous poet, and why you're suggesting that what he has to say has any validity.
Well, I guess you'd have to read the whole story of David. And
I've read the whole Bible three times.
Well, I've read it about five or six.
Excellent. You win,
Mark.
Two more times.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
So here's what I have to say. The fact is, God created this little boy or girl the way that God created them, right?
God gave us free will.
Do you really think that there's not deviance in a world? Wait a second. Before you go on with your prattling, listen for a moment. Do you really think in a world where people are born with, I don't know, two penises sometimes, in a world where kids are born without fingers, you know, I mean, like that somebody's mind can't be born, like, you know, being a female inside a male's body?
Well, so I guess we'll listen to your prattling then.
Yeah.
Read the book, check it out, and
okay.
You know,
but, well, that's a non-responsive answer, sir. Are you here to promote a book, or are you here to have a conversation?
Well, I'm not here to talk to a fool. I was mainly talking to your audience.
Okay. Well, good riddance. 855, 450, free. That's
I don't understand
Mark,
your concept.
Fool. How dare you? How dare you try to empathize with this young lady and appreciate her as an individual who's making choices in life? And,
I often think they're bad choices. I want somebody to be really, really certain, and I don't think that this person, this child, is really certain about their gender. However,
well, you don't know her. You didn't ask.
I don't.
Yeah.
And that's really the point.
Yeah.
The fact is,
I'll take her word for it.
That's okay, fine. Same here. That's what I have to do, because if one person in the billions of people that have been born on this planet could be born with sort of a cross-gendered situation, then any of them could, and so therefore I have to respect it, right?
I'm so tired of this idea that, oh, the country's lost its religion. What are you talking about? People are religious everywhere. I was just walking down in Keene, New Hampshire. The Jehovah's Witnesses are out there doing their thing. I mean, there's still churches. Sure, maybe there are fewer people that are churched than previous in the United States. But just because fewer people are churched doesn't mean they are less religious. I don't think that's necessarily one thing follows the other. You could draw that conclusion if you wanted to. But in a lot of cases, people leave a church, but they still hold on to the idea of having a religion. They just might not agree with all the doctrine of a particular church, and they feel like they're not comfortable with that group anymore, but they still want to, you know, believe in God.
What does church and religion have to do with somebody being born of a different gender?
I don't know.
The Bible does not address this.
The suggestion being that this is some sort of bad thing as a result.
You can dig through that book, and you can find a verse that will apply to anything, and it'll also apply to a bunch of other things. And then you can say that, you know, this is the truth, but the Bible should really be very specific. If this is a user manual for the human experience, God should have been very, very specific. And I think he's very specific about some things, or she, or whomever God is. Like there's the thou shall not murder thing. I think that...
it's pretty clear.
Yeah, you know, when you bear false witness... you know, honor your father and mother. These are some pretty specific things. However, when it doesn't say, thou shalt not run around in a skirt. It doesn't say that. So this is social conservatism in the guise of biblical nonsense. That's what that gentleman was doing.
Let's go to Dana in Grand Rapids. You're on Free Talk Live, Dana.
Hi. I think he, you guys, when you're doing the talking, and I'm saying this as, you know, just, I'm trying to be nice about this. When you're doing the talking, you don't hear what we're hearing as the listeners. And sometimes it, you guys come across as condescending. And I think he took it that way, that you weren't just trying to challenge his comments, but that you were, you know, being.
We're the ones who are condescending when he was the one who called us fools?
No, I said prattling.
Yeah, he said prattling first. Yeah, you did. You really did. And you guys are pretty cool and pretty, you know, pretty open-minded. So I'm just pointing that out because you've done that with other callers on other topics that people challenge.
Dana, probably the thing that gets me whipped up the most is this.
I'm not cutting you down. I'm just saying how it sounds because I was listening and it did sound kind of snotty when the word prattling was.
I agree.
Okay, so when you said you guys, you meant Mark Ed, not Ian Freeman.
It was intended to be snotty because I couldn't, I felt like I couldn't get what I wanted to, you know, be able to say anything. Like, I got to say one word, and then he'd start talking again.
It's either a conversation or it's not. But some people, you know what, you guys, so as libertarians, you should be able to appreciate this. You know, Christians, they beat the hell out of Christians, and people told to turn the other. In general, in this country, Christians have been beaten up a lot in just the last 10 years, more specifically, maybe the last 5, 6, 7 or something.
When you say that, what does it mean? I mean, just say in general doesn't really answer.
I want to be able to say my point, though, about this.
Please, you'll certainly be able to. I'll hold on to you, Dana. I'll hold you through the news.
Oh, I mean, thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to do that. I just want to know, when you say in general, what do you mean? I mean, have you experienced some discrimination?
Yes, everybody's up in arms everyone's up in arms about,
everyone.
You know, if you say something about a Muslim, but you can say whatever you want about Christians. I've listened to talk radio and on the far left all the way to the right. And, you know, people call in and it's always, well, those Christians and those this and you can't do this in school and you can't do that. And it's just like, even in public school, I mean, come on, you can't have Halloween parties. It can't be called Christmas. It's a holiday party. Then damn it, be in school on the 25th if it's
but
a holiday
do they,
party.
They don't celebrate Ramadan in school either.
No, they don't. But you know, I don't know where you guys stand on this, and I should because I followed you for years. But this country was based on this, despite the fact that people want to argue that the founders were deists, they really believed in God. Even Jefferson himself, he attended a church service in the White House every Sunday.
Dana, stand by. I know you said you had some comments on the transgender young lady.
Jefferson also rewrote the Bible and took out all the miracles.
We'll come back with more Free Talk Live in moments.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.